it's going to really hurt is in northern New Brunswick, and that's the North Shore from Moncton up to Miramichi and beyond to Bathurst and Campbellton, and north of Fredericton, the Upper River Valley, Woodstock, Heartland, Grand Falls, Edmundston. They will lose their only public transportation links with the rest of the province. And it's a serious issue for people who don't drive or don't have access to a car, because the services that they need, and we're talking essential travel here. We're not talking leisure travel, trips that have to be made, pandemic or no pandemic. And these services are generally available only in the larger centers like Fredericton and Moncton. But the people who live up there now have no way of getting there. The North Shore, of course, did have passenger rail service up to March 13th of last year, and then that was abruptly cut. And we don't see that coming back until essentially all travel restrictions between the Maritimes and Quebec are lifted, because it's just too difficult for VIA to manage it.
I'm curious about that. Maritime Bus was managing because they were working sort of within the Atlantic provinces and within the bubble. But
that's right. And Maritime Bus, of course, discontinued their connection with Quebec. They were stopping their service at Edmundston, whereas they used to go on to Mont-Joli, Rivière-du-Loup, where they connected with the Quebec bus line. But that hasn't been the case since before the pandemic hit. They did had plans to resume that once again the border restrictions were lifted, but then no immediate plans to do it. But they continued to provide the important service within New Brunswick, and that's what we believe the province should be giving serious consideration to, extending a helping hand to this admittedly for-profit company. But they certainly have not been making any profit since the pandemic hit. They're somewhere between $3 and $4 million in the hole as a result of lost revenues.
Mm-hmm. No.
But they're doing their best to maintain some limited service to the people of the province, to the people of the Maritimes, and they're to be commended for that.
Maritime Bus has said that they have negotiated with Nova Scotia and other maritime provinces to get some financial support and help for maintaining the routes that they are maintaining.
Yes, that's right. That's my understanding, anyway.
Yeah.
And why New Brunswick won't buy into that is beyond me. They seem to the story of the legendary French Queen Marie Antoinette comes to mind. The poor people have no bread to eat. Well, let them eat cake.
Mm-hmm.
The poor people have no buses to ride. Well, let them ride cars. Let them drive their cars. Well, they don't have cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a cavalier attitude that the government seems to be taking in this case, and towards transportation, public transportation in general. The premier was quoted as saying back when they opted out of help for a shared cost program with the feds for urban transit, Fredericton doesn't need a subway system. Well, of course, Fredericton doesn't need a subway, but it does need public transit.
Mm-hmm.
And the public transit there is struggling, just like it is in St. John and Moncton and Halifax and everywhere else, because the revenues are down, their costs are up.
And this is an interesting thing. I mean, obviously, even city-based public transit is not very well supported right now in New Brunswick. But and people think about public transit, they think about cities, they think about urban travel. They don't think about regional travel. And there's not a lot of examples across Canada even right now of good examples of really well-supported, publicly funded or supported regional bus services. And certainly we don't have a very well-supported regional train service. So why do we have such trouble thinking about this sort of, I don't know, thinking about regional transportation as public infrastructure?
Well, let's take an example. I mean, you have two communities that are 40 minutes by highway apart, probably less than that, if under ideal conditions, Sackville and Moncton. And there really is no public transportation except for maritime bus. And, you know, they're only operating a few, four times a week right now. And there should be a public transportation at least three or four times a day between Sackville and Moncton. In any other progressive country, there would be. A quote comes to mind: a developed nation is not one where the poor all have cars. It's one where the rich ride public transit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that quote comes from the mayor of some South American city. I forget which one, but I think it's a very telling quote, and says a lot about what's wrong with our thinking in North America and Canada in particular. You know, we aren't Southern Ontario, and we're not going to have GO trains running between Sackville and Moncton, but we can have some sort of public transportation. We certainly should have a VIA train at least once a day in each direction.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start thinking now of building back better in post-pandemic. We're talking public transit. We're talking intercity motor coach. We're talking passenger rail. And I guess the questions need to be asked about air service, because it's not going to bounce back quickly to what it was. And there's a need for air service. It probably is not as strong a need as some people would appear to think. Because remember, air is the most climate unfriendly of all means of passenger transportation. So when we talk building back better, we should be casting our eyes towards more environmentally friendly means of transportation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And while air has a role to play, and particularly over longer distances, you shouldn't necessarily expect to hop on a plane every time you want to go 500 miles or something.
Yeah. I mean, meanwhile, Air Canada here has closed off routes in Fredericton. So we're losing air access. But I don't get any sense that there is going to be, I mean, I'd like to think about Build Back Better, but it doesn't seem like there's any sense that the federal government at least is thinking about what can we do to build VIA into a really great cross-country transportation service.
Well, one of the things that they need to do, and it's clearly stated in VIA's latest five-year plan, and they never did it before. They never came right out and said it. But the equipment that they were using for their long-distance trains has reached the end of its useful life. It is obsolete, and there needs to be an investment, an immediate investment in new equipment, and sufficient new equipment that will allow a daily service between Halifax and Montreal at a minimum of once a day. And, you know, we're not talking something that's going to bankrupt the country here. The capital investment to re-equip all the rolling stock is probably in the ballpark of $120 to $140 million. It's not a huge investment in the overall scheme of things. And this is equipment that will last for 30 years if they buy the right stuff.
Is that the estimate for VIA's entire rolling stock or just Atlantic?
No. This is the long distance equipment to serve the Maritimes,
right.
To provide, to completely re-equip the ocean for daily service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there's not just the rolling stock. There's also the rail lines, which year by year get worse.
And again, we're not talking a king's ransom to upgrade the track in northern New Brunswick. It's probably the expenditure that would be required to twin 10 kilometers of highway would do it and bring the track back up to scratch, back up to the standard that it was 25 years ago, where passenger trains could operate at 75 miles an hour.
And I mean,
not a big deal, you know, but the political will is not there to do it. And without the political will, it won't happen. Now, we have a brand new federal transport minister. You know, it's too early to get a reading on it at this point. The previous minister, who was there for, well, just about 6 years, was we had high hopes for him because he was a train rider himself. From his riding in Montreal to Ottawa.
It's Mark Garneau.
But, right. But he didn't see any need for passenger rail east to Quebec City. But, you know, it's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Let them ride cars. Let them drive cars. Let them eat cake.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand that the numbers change radically when you come out east, but at the same time, you do need to have... you do need to have some basic service, like get back to buses here for a second. We're in a situation now where people in Sackville routinely need to make the trip to Moncton to get tested for COVID-19. And that is there is no testing site closer. That's the closest one, but there's no way besides borrowing a car. Or there's a, you know, very inconvenient number of ways that you can get there at the moment. So, I mean, a daily service or a multiple times a day service would be really useful, especially right now.
Exactly. And, you know, we see rail as being the longer distance alternative. You're probably not going, even with a daily service, and the train was back on a daily basis, you wouldn't necessarily hop on the train to go to Moncton. If you wanted to go to Campbellton or to Montreal or Toronto, you'd hop on the train and maybe to Halifax. Mm-hmm. But there's a role for motor coach in the shorter distances, and an even more important role for motor coach, of course, is to connect the daily train, you know, speaking hypothetically, with towns and cities that are not on the rail line, to Charlottetown, to St. John, even maybe to Fredericton. Those connections aren't well developed at the present time either. The connection that the train had prior to its discontinuance last March with Cape Breton in particular and Pictou County was very, very poor. Mm. And that's something that needs to be worked on too. The connection to PEI in St. John was considerably better, but still not ideal in some cases.
In terms of, you know, what Transport Action Atlantic would like to see happen, especially in the face of these recent, you know, the announcement from Maritime Bus, what would you ask the provincial government or, you know, anyone else to do?
The provincial government ask is quite clear. I give serious consideration to helping Maritime Bus through this rough passage, because it's very important to the people who have no other transportation options, and it's important that Maritime Bus survives, because you have a sort of a regionally owned company, not a foreign multinational like was running the bus service before, that has some commitment to the community and believes in the need for motor coach, but they can't continue to lose money. In good times, Maritime Bus has been able to make a modest profit, partly because of economies of scale, because they've piggybacked their operation on their school bus contracts, their urban transit contract in Charlottetown, and of course their charter operation, Coach Atlantic, which in good times is potentially lucrative, but with bus tours and the cruise ship industry shut down, that's just one big black hole for them right now. They got a lot of buses sitting around doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Is there a role, like, should towns and municipalities, you know, the local political councils around our mostly rural province, should they be doing something about this?
Well, I think they should be agitating for the province to pay attention. I don't think it is the responsibility of the city council in Miramichi or Bathurst or Campbellton or Edmundston to step in here and give funding to Maritime Bus. No, I think this is a provincial matter, and it's the provincial government that needs to step in. And then, of course, there are the federal politicians who need to be addressing the longer-term issues of Via Rail, and now is the time to do it when we're talking about building back better.
Mm-hmm. And there is precedent, isn't there, for a really well-supported regional bus system in Canada? I'm thinking it's been cut now, but Saskatchewan had sort of a bit of a gold standard in
they did indeed.
And yeah.
Why it was cut, I think, was something along the same attitude as we're presently seeing from the governing party here in New Brunswick, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, the let them eat cake attitude. Public transportation is important in a good civilized society, and the commitment to it in New Brunswick has never been strong, and it needs to get a whole lot better.